Member supported 91.7 KXT. Welcome to another KXT live session presented by the generous support of Jason Ridings. Please join me in welcoming to the KXT live session studio, Amos Lee.
Staff a broken mirror, shattered reflections of the past. I think we may be standing in the shadows up in caves. Darkness, no more darkness. Broken days are feet dead of night. Darkness, no more darkness. No more darkness, no more light. And a trail we choose to follow. It's as cursed, it is blessed. Is there mercy that we all must face before the dead can raise? Darkness, no more darkness. Broken days are feet the dead of night. No more darkness, no more darkness, no more light. And if you listen to the song, settled on the breeze. Woman cries to her baby boy, I won't live to see the day that you'll be lifted off your knees. Some days it feels so hopeless. Nothing's making any sense. The flags we raise, praise of blessings, horses in our sails. Darkness, no more darkness. Broken days are feet dead of night. No more darkness. No more darkness, no more light. No more darkness, no more light. No more darkness, no more light.
91.7 KXT with Amos Lee in town for a show tonight at the Majestic Theater. Welcome to KXT.
This is quite a setup you have here.
You like it?
It's very, very professional.
Well, we've got you fooled. Thank you for coming by, taking the time to come by. I know when you're out on tour, sometimes it's not the most favorite thing to do, to take time out of your day and come by. So we really appreciate you stopping by.
Well, it's stations like you that get artists like me to be able to play places like the Majestic, because y'all, your reach and the commitment you have to your music and your listenership is so broad and also awesome that
thank you.
It's more than a pleasure to come by.
Oh, good. So the new album was just released. You released your seventh album at the end of August, and the album My New Moon. I was reading the liner note on the back of the album, and I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about that, kind of recharging yourself at this point in your career after this many albums.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's really just taking people's stories seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And I really value the relationships of my, like, my fans, mm-hmm, to me, and the stories they share with me, whether they be joyous or sorrowful, are powerful for me on
right,
both ways. And it's just an honor for me to serve people in that way and to give them a place to reside when there's no other moment.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we all use music that way. I'm sure you did before you started performing.
Well, I still do.
Still do, exactly.
And in fact, sometimes when I'm listening to these guys play, I'm in that moment.
Wow, good.
That's a beautiful thing about having a great band, is I can sit back and just enjoy the music around me and all their musicianship, just as much as being on stage performing. I'm enjoying it as much from a like a fan standpoint.
Absolutely. So introduce your two friends here.
My two friends. To my right is Ryan Hummel
from Hi, Ryan.
Amherst, Massachusetts on guitar. And to my left is Zach Janikian from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on the acoustic guitar.
All right. Thank you guys for coming in too. So Amos, I've been lucky enough and fortunate enough to be turned on to your music since your first album came out. We were talking a little bit earlier. I was working at a station in Seattle at the time. And when this album first dropped, I remember taking it home and listening to it. And I would listen through, you know, a lot of albums back then. And there was something about this album that just really reached me and spoke to me. And it was just a really great, great debut album. And then you came through town and played. We were talking about the legendary Crocodile Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the early 90s, or the you weren't there in the early 90s, but it's been around for that long. And then you went on the road with did a tour with a couple of legends in the business. Can you talk a bit about that and how that came to be?
Yeah, I put my first record out and the Bob Dylan tour and Merle Haggard tour in 2005.
Yeah.
And I was the first of three on that. So we went through a bunch of towns and did multiple dates, and then I would moonlight on like the last night of the tour and play a small room with my band and
right.
blow it out.
Right.
Crazy. But it was such a good tour, like listening to Bob and Merle every night.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was a little bit staggering as a young artist to be like, oh, right, these are the two of the greatest artists who've ever lived and
right.
I'm playing before them.
Right.
This is scary.
It's like
and very weird, but awesome.
Yeah.
Fun. Like, as an observer, I got to just kind of tag along and do my little half hour.
Yeah, I saw that show, and I'd never seen Merle before. I'd seen Dylan a bunch of times, but I'd never seen Merle, and that was just a real treat. So
Merle's so good.
Oh, man.
And his band was so good.
Specific memories from that?
I do, but I can't tell you them because they're hilarious.
I had a feeling that might be the case.
Yeah. I mean, Purple Drank and Bathroom Shenanigans, that's the most I can say.
Excellent. Excellent. So did you have a thought during that? It's like, man, just a few years ago, I was herding second graders, and now I'm playing with Merle Haggard and Bob Dylan.
Well, not really. I just sort of happened on it.
Okay.
I didn't really questioning reality is a good thing to do sometimes, and other times just accept for what
not,
it is.
Yeah.
I'm just like, all right, I'm just going to do this thing. But it was just a blast, man. I mean, touring with Norah Jones, you know,
mm-hmm.
Dallas girl. We actually played at Booker T.
Oh, wow.
The Performing Arts uh-huh. High School here, right?
Yeah.
And I remember going back during that tour and her playing that high school and being like, wow, this is intense. Like, y'all have such great music here in Dallas.
Excellent. Yeah, we do. And thanks. Well, I'd love to hear more music, and good luck with the rest of the tour, and thanks. Thank you again for coming in.
Thank you.
Once again, KXT Live Session with Amos Lee.
One, two, three, four. We never left you. We never left you that day. We never left you. Even though we fell far away. Couldn't hold. But you didn't want to be here anyway. So hang on, hang on. Hang on, hang on. Hang on, hang on. When morning comes, you won't be here alone. We never failed you. Even though we might have felt that way, we never left you. It hurt to see you in so much pain. It and I would have stayed there forever. But it didn't work out that way. So hang on, hang on. Hang on, hang on. Hang on, hang on. 'Cause you already come so far along. Say a lover's prayer, a lover's prayer is all we've known. Say a lover's prayer as you're standing there in your shadow stone. Say a lover's prayer, lover's prayer, all we've known. Say a lover's prayer, yeah. Hang on, hang on. Hang on, hang on. Hang on, hang on. When morning comes, you won't be alone. Morning comes, you won't be alone. Morning comes, you won't be alone. Hey.
KXT and Amos Lee, thank you so much for stopping by today, and good luck with the show tonight at the Majestic Theater. Thanks again.
Thank you very much, man.
Yeah, thank you for coming by.
Dallas doesn't need any luck. They're lit. They don't need luck.
Thank you. 91.7 KXT with Amos Lee.